Hallelujah. I want to share the gospel of Christ with you. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1 verse 16, Paul speaking said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, first to the Jews and also to the Greek." The word gospel is from the Greek word evangelion, which means good news, or a message that is too good to be true. What is this good news or this message that is too good to be true? The Bible said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Romans chapter 5 verse 8, Bible says that how God commended his love towards us, that even while we are yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. 1 John chapter 4 verse 10, "Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and gave his Son to become a propitiation, a sacrifice for sin." The good news for this message that is too good to be true is God's love and grace that leads to salvation only through faith in Christ Jesus. That everything that Jesus Christ went through, the suffering and the death on the cross, if only you will put your faith in that and receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, you will be saved. It may look cheap, but it is not free. It costed God a lot. You remember, it was man that sinned, and the penalty for that sin is death, eternal separation from him. But God did something. He did what we call the mystery of inclusion. He took you and I and put us in Christ. So that as Christ suffered, we suffered. As he died, we died. As he was buried, we buried. And as he resurrected, we resurrected with him. So when you put your faith in him and what he has done, and confess him as Lord and Savior, you will be saved. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 and 10, scripture says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When the jailer asked Paul and Silas, "What must I do to be saved?" in Acts of the Apostles chapter 16, in verse 31, Paul said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved alongside the household." The only requirement for salvation is faith in Christ Jesus. The question is that, do you believe? Do you believe in Jesus? Have you accepted into your life as your Lord and personal Savior? Are you still living in sin? It doesn't matter the life of sin that you are living or you have lived in the past. If only you can believe in Jesus and receive into your life as your Lord and personal Savior, you will be saved. This is the good news, that there is salvation in Christ Jesus because of the love that the Father has for you and I. Will you make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? Will you accept him into your heart as your Lord and personal Savior? If you are willing to do that, I want to agree with you in prayers. If you believe that and you want to make Jesus your Lord and Savior, just pray this prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, I believe in you and that you died for my sin on the cross and was raised from the dead on the third day for my salvation. Come into my heart from today and be the Lord, the Master, and Savior of my life. Give me the grace to serve you to the end in the name of Jesus Christ." Wow, congratulations. You are saved. You are born again. You are now a child of God. Since you are in Christ now, all things are passed away. All things about you are becoming. Find a Bible-believing church close to you and begin to attend. Have a personal time for prayer and Bible reading in your closet, and God will continue to help you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray for the sick ones. Whenever you are sick in your body, I want you to lay your hand in the power of the Holy Spirit is going to touch you and heal you of that infirmity of the flesh. I pray for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for the sick ones. Every sickness in their body, I command it. Go now in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing now in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, I remain your